855 453. That's the SACL toll free call in line, 855 450 3733. Put a 1 in front of that. It is a toll free call. And you can interact with the show in any way you'd like. Also, the website is fully interactive at freetalklive.com. You can go there and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. We've got ladies who have proven that they listen to the show by in all kinds of creative ways. shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is the show about your calls. Let's go to Conrad in Fargo. Conrad.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
All's well.
I'm very sick, and I need some pseudoephedrine.
Okay.
So, I went to CVS, and I didn't have my driver's license on me, but I do have a carry and conceal permit. I showed him that. That wasn't good enough.
Not good enough.
My wife.
Good enough to carry a gun, but it's not good enough to get a some over-the-counter medicine.
Exactly. And my wife, she's Japanese, so she has a green card and a work permit. That wasn't good enough.
A green card isn't good enough? I mean, a green card is essentially the driver's the ID of people who are not from the United States, right? I mean, have they just not seen one of those in Fargo?
So then we drive all the way back. I get my driver's license. I bring it back. My driver's license is expired.
Oh, God.
And so then we go all the way back. We get my wife's passport because we can't find mine. And that's not good enough either because it's not a U.S. passport.
Mm-hmm.
So then we make a fourth trip back. Finally, we dig through all the boxes. We just moved. I got another story on that, actually, but we can tell that at a different time. And found my passport. That finally worked. So after five valid forms of ID, the sixth one was what it took to buy the Pope medicine.
Did they bother showing you any kind of... I mean, because I feel like people who enforce these laws don't know the difference between crap and chocolate ice cream. And they and they just, you know, to them, an ID, a valid form of ID means a U.S. driver's license held by, and it has to be in-state U.S. driver's license held by the person who looks like they're on the picture. And they really don't even know what a valid form of identification is. I mean, is there any kind of list on a piece of paper anywhere that shows the types of...
They've got this government... issued electronic device that they have to punch things in.
Okay.
And there's not a way to scan or punch in a green card, so they go, and set my butt back home.
God.
So.
It's got to be incredibly frustrating. Well, I hope that your pseudoephedra, makes you feel better. But I guess that this is just the price we pay not to live in a crank-free community. Is there nobody? There's no meth heads in your town, though, right?
No, actually, there's a couple on my block.
I'm sure there are. And because this doesn't work. It just hassles the crap out of the average American citizen who's trying to find some cold medicine. Conrad, I hope you feel better.
Thank
poor
you.
Guy.
Out of the government, my heart goes out to Ian.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about this a couple of years ago, and this is just kind of how the pot gets turned up on the frog. The average person, you know, the government passes some rule, and it takes a long time to get implemented and whatever. And by the time it's in play, what are you as an individual with a cold going to do about it?
Well, that guy was really good. He sounded like he really had a cold.
Well, I don't think he was faking it.
Hey, how do you know that, Mark?
I can't believe that a person can't buy a pseudoephedrine with a green card. I mean, it's the identification you get to come into the country. It's crazy.
There wasn't a checkbox for that in their software.
That's exactly the problem. I'm sorry, I don't see that.
A couple of years ago, they, of course, took ephedrine, the actual ephedrine, and made that illegal. So
again, though, wasn't it? It was legal. It was legal, then illegal, then legal, and then now illegal again. Isn't that right?
I forget. All okay. I know is I used to go to the natural food co-op, and I would get some ephedra tea, and because I didn't like all the caffeine I was taking in, I tried ephedra for a while, and I liked that. And then they couldn't sell me the ephedra tea anymore, and that sucked. And if I'd have known, I would have bought a whole bunch. And
Well, for me, it doesn't change my life that much. I can't take these kind of medications because they mess with me. But I understand that if I want to be free in my life and take the supplements and medications that I want to take for my cold and flu and stuff like that, I have to let other people do it. And now they've got this, they passed this law to prevent, people from creating crank with pseudoephedrine or whatever it's called. And now they have a system for making crank that junkies can do in the back of their car with a 2-liter bottle. So, I mean, the marketplace has scooted around this. It's not doing anything but messing with good, hardworking people.
It's just
cults.
It's just a modern day moonshine, really. If marijuana were legal, I don't think people would find the need to make crank anymore, would they?
I do really wonder.
Cases?
I really wonder about this, and I couldn't say, but I wonder how many people, because marijuana is less harmful than alcohol by most standards. Most people will, most people that are in the know, experts will say that this is true. And if marijuana was legal, and the people who wanted mind-altering substances and that kind of thing wouldn't, because they call it a gateway drug. If it's a gateway drug, it's a gateway drug because it's illegal, not because marijuana makes you do anything. If that was true, then alcohol would be a gateway drug because most people drink alcohol before they smoke marijuana.
Or cigarettes
or whatever. So, I mean, all these things are gateways if that's what you want to call it. But if people could get marijuana legally, would they continue to do things like crack, crank, and all that other stuff? Surely some people would.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think a lot of people who just want to get high would probably stick to marijuana.
All I know is the price and quality of dope these days, it is really such a pain. I mean, and then it's a hassle. You got to go to the high school. It's a hassle.
Right. Or the prison.
They've made it difficult for high school students to get alcohol. It's easier to get pot in your high school than it is to get, a bottle of vodka. And
the number one cash crop in America is marijuana, and they can't even keep it out of the prisons.
That's absolutely true. They can't keep it out of their own prisons, let alone stopping the average individual from smoking it. All it has turned into, it's a cash crop for the government, too. They get a huge amount of money from ticketing people for this stuff and, sending them to jail, incarcerating them. They get all kinds of ways that they make money. And it's, it's kind of frustrating. It's just simple people trying to make their life in the world, and, the government wants to throw them in jail for it.
And the guys that are at the high end of the pyramid in the drug trafficking business never get busted. It's always the guys on the street who get cycled in and out of the prison system. And because it's illegal, the profits are very high. And those exorbitant profits end up in the coffers of politicians and banks, etc. So there's definitely an incentive among certain groups to keep it illegal, to keep the profits there.
Well, some would claim, I don't have any proof for this. I think that the Iran-Contra scandal had something to do with the CIA bringing drugs into the country, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But they'll say that people are placed in the government are bringing the drugs in a lot of cases.
I've heard that.
And that they're just upset at the competition from the cartels.
One thing I can tell you is, when you buy from the cops, it sucks. The quality is low. It's all seeds. It's all stems. And, what do you do for a return? Nothing. You just take it.
Right. At least with your average drug dealer, you can complain about the service when you're dealing with a cop. He's going to say, hey, get out of here.
And, just to be clear, guys, I may have told you this before. I don't smoke pot, but I respect...
You vaporize.
I respect your right to do it, to put in your body what you choose, because if I say to you, you can't do that, well, then you can say, well, you can't take echinacea.
You will be as free as you allow others to be.
That's right.
And this is the thing, is you're looking at the Codex Alimentarius, which is this kind of spooky UN code thing where they want to make vitamins something that you have to get a prescription for. And it's frightening. I don't know whether this is ever going to come down here in the United States or, and frankly, if it's come down in any other country. But
in Europe, it's already come to Europe, and they want to harmonize the regulations in Europe with the regulations in the U.S. and Canada. And they want to basically gut the potency of vitamins. Now, some vitamins are junk. They're bedpan bullets. Mm-hmm. You don't get much out of them. But there's also a lot of very high-quality supplements that can benefit people if they're deficient in those nutrients. But it's still, it's our body. We own our body. We own our lives. And it's our right to put in our bodies what we feel is best.
Yeah, even if it's some kind of mistake. You know, I about the bedpan bullets thing, I took one, just a vitamin I got from Walmart, and I put it in a thing of water. And 15 minutes later, it had pretty much dissolved. So it seems to me that these, you know, these hard, chalky vitamins in some way or another dissolve. I prefer chewable vitamins or liquid vitamins just because it makes me feel better. But I think maybe those other things work. I don't know.
I like the ones that taste really good and they're shaped like little spacemen.
Free Talk Live. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can see all the antics that are going on at cam.freetalklive.com. We offer the cam to you. It's got an audio feed and a chat room at cam.freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.com is one of the largest websites and talk radio-dom out there, or at least in commercial talk radio. I know that NPR does a really great job with their websites. But, yep, check it out, cam.freetalklive.com. Dennis Goddard, what is the Free State Project?
The Free State Project, and if you believe, like many people do, that there is less freedom over time in America, and you think that maybe something should be done about that, the idea is to take a radically new approach, and one in which we concentrate efforts in one particular place. Once 5,000 people had committed to the idea, there was a vote. New Hampshire won that vote by a landslide, and as such, people started moving to New Hampshire. The commitment is that once 20,000 people have signed up, all 20,000 will move within 5 years. Of course, over 1,000 have decided to go ahead and move already, even though we're only at about half that 20,000 number. So
We're having great success already.
Having great success.
About 1,000 people have moved. As a matter of fact, about 250 of them were already Free State signers when they picked, so they didn't have to move to be movers. So, strangely, you're really talking about maybe 750 people who have picked up and moved and had huge effects. So when we do get the 20,000 people that pick up and move, I can't even imagine what else.
We don't need 20,000 people. I estimate 2,000 people is really all we need to completely and profoundly change the nature of New Hampshire. You know, when you consider that more than a dozen of our state representatives are free staters right now at this moment. We have at least one senator who is either a free stater or a friend of the Free State Project, depending on how you look at it. We have people all over the state who are on their local budget committees, who are on their local, you know, boards of selectmen. Dozens and dozens.
Dozens and dozens.
And I just took a board of selectmen chair from another guy who was a free stater in my same town. And these things are happening. And
people are running for different positions. I likely will run for a position next year, too. And I'm just looking for something that I have a very small role in because I've got, I'm a very busy radio program. But free staters are involved. They didn't pick up and move for no reason at all.
And they're making a change. They're really getting involved in their communities, and New Hampshire is so completely open by just showing up. And it's true anywhere in a way, but in New Hampshire, the politics are retail. It's person to person.
Door to door.
Door to door.
Now, your elected position in your government, and you said some really interesting statement prior to us coming on the air, which was, well, now the cops have to come and beg you for jobs.
Well, so the Board of Selectmen in my town is five guys, and the Board of Selectmen hire and fire all city employees. And so, basically, yes, I interview, hire, and fire police officers, firefighters, any kind of paid position from the town. They need to go through the board, and I'm one of those five votes.
And, imagine if you've got, a situation of five people and, one of them is really committed to low spending, plus you get a chance, you get the ear of these other people, and you can earn their respect and work with them. And I think that, that's the way we're going to see change here in New Hampshire.
I've come to realize that New Hampshire is a lot like Afghanistan. We are the graveyard of empires. And if you talk to New Hampshire natives, they even use the term flatlanders. And I think of Afghanistan, I think of mountainous regions. We are so used to every 4 years having an invasion of people who want to sell us their political ideas in the form of the primary. And we're so used to them. The old timers here, they see the slickers roll in, the flatlanders roll in and spew their snake oil. It's like, yep, you can tell that's with some kind of fancy campaign ain't going to do any good in here.
And that's exactly how they tend to view political campaigns here in New Hampshire. I mean, the expectation of every New Hampshireite is that they should be able to see and talk to the person who's going to be president.
And, a lot of the native New Hampshire people that have been here a long time view us as in reinforcements. They don't view us as invaders. They view the flatlanders coming from some of the southern states of here as being the invaders.
I've had a lot of friendly people just, thank me for showing up and saying the things that I've always said that got me crazy looks when I lived back in California.
Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist calling in from Tennessee.
Hey, Gene.
Hello, guys.
How are things down there?
Oh, fine. I thought I would
call in about the air races.
That's right, because last week there was a terrible accident at the air races. You had called in previously to say you were going to be there and that, you know, to invite people to the fun and excitement. Little did you know that there was going to be quite so much excitement. And a couple of our listeners had expressed, more than one, a few of our listeners had expressed concern that you might have been, nobody had heard from you. Maybe an airplane landed right on top of you.
Well, fortunately, no. Normally I'm in the middle of the race course, actually, at one of the pylons, so I'm never in the stands or anywhere near that area. But it was a horrific accident, and I had left early that day. I went to visit with Ron Paul because he was in Reno, and I got my picture taken, the autograph, and so I had I was very fortunate that Ron Paul saved me from having to witness that event.
The Ron Paul campaign for president saved Gene the Christian Anarchist from certain
death. That's right. Well, no, I wouldn't have. I was across the
silence.
So, no. Okay, yeah, he saved me from certain death. All right. But anyway, it looks like this horrific accident turned out because of a mechanical failure that was on the tail of the aircraft and caused the pilot to pull up. And apparently now I was told the next day by the chief pylon judge that he saw a picture of the plane and the pilot was not visible in the cockpit. And I said to myself, because I know a little bit about flying, I said, how is that even possible? Because he's in a 5-point safety harness. So, you can't even slump forward in a 5-point safety harness. You are glued to that seat.
Right.
How is it possible a pilot is not visible? And then somebody, finally came up with the most likely solution is that when he pulled up with such high G's, and maybe that had something to do with the defective tail, that the seat mechanism and the supports probably broke, and he probably fell down into the bottom of the aircraft, which explained why the plane was out of control, because he could not control aircraft from that position.
So the G's made him weigh so much that it just broke whatever was holding the seat in place and drove him down into the bottom area of the airplane.
Well, we won't know the full story until the investigation is complete, but that's the most likely scenario.
Gotcha.
And actually, we'll never know the full story because even there isn't enough pieces of that plane to really put anything back together to figure it out. But I think that's going to be the most likely scenario.
Would a plane of that sort have a little black box? Is there going to be something to, like a data recorder that they can look at?
Most small planes don't have black boxes. Now, this one, because it was a race plane and it was very technologically advanced, they did have all kinds of electronics in there that was sending data back to the ground crew. So they have that information. And it had a camera on board. I guess they have the memory card. They're going to try and extract that data. But I think next year, if the races survive the financial disaster, there will be a few changes made, and we'll go on as we always have.
Very good. Gene, do you have anything else?
Well, no, not really.
Okay. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Calling all shooters, Opsgear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all OpsGear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Give us a call, 1-855-450-3733. Talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Completely interactive show. You've been hearing about Bitcoins for a while now, but maybe you don't know how to get them. There's an easy way. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the United States, including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved at all. It's completely anonymous, too. It's just like cash on the Internet. It works like a person-to-person cash exchange, but you can do it over the Internet. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. Let's go to Jay in California. Jay.
I was listening to the podcast from 918 with Stephanie.
Okay.
And I just Stephanie was using the word she, and I was really offended because I think that the word she is a terrible word that's loaded with this male domination in it. It's got the word he inside of it, and so
What would you prefer?
It.
Yeah, it would be a much better word because it's not a male-based word where, you know, those men have been just...
But doesn't it have a dehumanizing factor to it?
It's hot. Have you seen the boobs on it?
Look at it shake that thing.
I know people that talk like that.
Wash it and bring it to me.
So, Jay?
You males are just dominating over us females and have been for millennia, and is really not fair for us.
You know, it's really even less fair, Jay, is in fact, you know, here on the call screening software, you're listed as male, so apparently you're getting it all ends here.
Well, I know, and it's terrible because these men always try to shake my hand and pat me on the back, and I'm a woman, and I have been for 2 years.
So, what's your experience like in the big change there? What's the worst part about, say, switching bathrooms? Thanks for the call.
I get kicked out.
Doing your best, Jay. I appreciate it. You know, it can be funny, right? Like, gender roles are, it's funny because most of us are extraordinarily secure in our gender roles. I never even think about, I go through my day, I don't think about my gender at all. I scratch the places that itch, you know, I stand when I pee, and that's just how life goes.
Even at home, your wife lets you
no,
stand?
No, actually, no. It's just messier. So, you know, if for instance, you're outside or in a public urinal or something like that.
Okay.
That's when you stand. But, you know, as the case may be, I never even think about this stuff. However, I know that this afflicts some people. This is a real issue for them. I'm not going to tell them how they have to live their lives, but at the same time, I sincerely hope they can be gentle and understanding when people have a difficult time, say, switching the pronouns that they're dealing with them at. I mean, it's tough for people. When I learn you as your name as Bill and you're a he, and then you switch over to you know, Lori, and now you're a she, it's a difficult process that's going to take a long time, and people are going to have lots of slip-ups.
My first job out of college was at Cummins Engine Company down in South Central Indiana, the area that they call Kentuckiana, and a lot of the folks that worked there were members of the Diesel Workers Union, and there was a particular guy, and so, you know, there's a pretty, let's call it down-home sensibility
down
there. Certain people are right around the
They don't take real kindly to you folks changing your gender around there.
Well, there was a guy there named Brad, and I was good friends with Brad, and Brad was on the way to becoming Bridget, and, you know, it that was an amazing thing, sort of a real Priscilla Queen of the Desert kind of moment when he walked in with the long nails and the long hair, and he was actually pretty attractive. It was a nice dress. And
did you take him out?
No. His girlfriend was actually supportive for a while of the change, I guess, until he dropped her and went after this exotic dancer. There are certain things, though, in life that you just wonder, wow, that's got to be hard to deal with. I'm so glad. It's kind of like when you're married and you don't have to worry about, like, dating and looking cool the opposite sex anymore.
Suddenly you start getting fat and going to seed.
I prefer to think of myself as mature and gray. You know, but if you're still wrestling with a gender identity thing, I think past teenage, when everyone has to wrestle with the identity thing, boy, what a load of weight. And, you know, I just hope folks are in that situation, find some resolution and find it sooner rather than later and can just move on with the rest of life.
My heart goes out to them. And watching what's going on with I think, is it Dancing with the Stars now with Chaz Bono?
I stopped watching when Kirstie Alley stopped because she's 60 and she's hot.
She lost a lot of weight dancing all those weeks, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like Sonny and Cher had a creature. They replicated, right? There's a Chaz?
They had a daughter, and originally she was named Chastity. And a few years back, Chastity became Chaz and did what it took to become a male, I guess hormonally. And now he's on, I think it's Dancing with the Stars, I believe. But and they were hoping, they didn't want to make it into a freak show or anything, so they were real
careful. We wouldn't want that in Dancing with the
Stars.
But
actually...
Right, well, I watched the commercial, somebody said, talking about Chaz something or other. I had no idea who the heck they were talking about, so apparently they failed in their marketing.
Well, I actually, the first show got very good reviews, and I hope that he does well and that he breaks through to the next level of his transformation by feeling accepted by the public, and I think the public is ready for that now.
Well, these are the vanguard of people that are probably dealing with issues like this. I mean, you know, more American women have to deal with the problem of coming home and catching their husbands in their underwear than you might imagine. And, this is going on for more people than you might realize. Like I said, I don't have to deal with this. I don't have to think about it, but, some people are dealing with it, you know, when the rubber hits the road. Some of these men will turn into women and then want to stay in the relationship with their women, and they just want to dress up, they want to keep their parts. I mean, it's all kinds of strange dynamics go on, and this isn't just gay guys. This is a whole, there's a whole prism of different things going on in folks' minds.
Mm-hmm. One time when I was in Hollywood, I auditioned for...
This should be a good story.
I auditioned for, it was a pilot of a show about these lawyers, and I was playing this lawyer who was a closet cross-dresser. So at the second or third audition, they wanted me to dress up as a woman. So luckily I knew a girl who was a makeup artist, and I got these size 13 pumps
Salvation
Army.
Big makeup
artist. Shaved my legs.
Folks, you can't see on the cam, Wayne is not exactly an effete-looking guy.
No.
Well, I was leaner back then, so I could pass a little better than I can now, but it was scary. It was actually scary to wear a dress and get in my car and go to Warner Brothers and go to this audition. And just the adventure of dressing up as a woman for a day, or half a day even.
It was cold, Wayne.
It was incredible. I mean, I was walking down the street in front of Warner Brothers, and these guys were going by whistling at me. And then I remember I pulled up.
You're 6 foot three.
I'm an Amazon. Yeah, I was like a brunette Daryl Hannah, you know. I had a wig that was the exact same color as my hair, so I had long hair, so I was at this red light, and this guy pulls up, and he was like this older guy with a shaved head. He kind of looked like Mr. Clean, you know, and he was trying to get my attention, so I rolled down the window, and I said, "Do you have a smoke?" And then he realized I was a guy, and he freaked out, and he went right through the red light, and he almost got picked off, he almost got T-boned.
Oh, God.
It was just one adventure after the next. I walked by these teenagers, and they were having something to say, so I turned around and said, "Shut up!" And they ran. I had a lot of fun with it, but it was fun and scary at the same time, being a woman for a half a day.
I just don't know why Peter Scolari didn't come out the more famous of those two.
I don't know who that is.
I think you were in prison at the time.
Okay, Peter Scolari. Oh, I can remember his Bosom Buddies and how unconvincing those two were as women. Of course, they were supposed to be unconvincing as women.
You just have to let go and just be one with your females.
I find skirts to be really liberating, especially if you go commando.
Oh, God. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you'd like to, as evidenced by last segment's call. A gentleman called in talking about gender issues, actually mentioned the name of our Sunday co-host, Stephanie. When you pull on that thing, it makes noises. our Sunday co-host, Stephanie. And she called in. Stephanie?
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
All is well.
Stephanie.
We do a Sunday edition of Free Talk Live from 7 to 10 on Sundays. So Free Talk Live is available in radio format 7 days a week.
We sure do. And I always enjoy doing the show with you, Mark, because we have such great conversations. And tonight was kind of a serendipitous moment because I just happened to say, I wonder what they're talking about on Free Talk Live. So I put on the stream, and lo and behold, the first thing I heard was this guy, Jay, I think his name was, calling in and mentioning my name and that he disagreed, I guess, with something that I said on the podcast. And I guess just to give a quick recap, because he didn't really recap exactly what was discussed.
And what he disagreed with.
And what he disagreed with, yeah.
Well, he disagreed with her using the term she because she has the word he in it, and therefore it's a male-dominated pronoun.
I think everybody understood that that was facetious and that he was kind of trying to poke fun at people who request to be called a certain way or don't like.
Oh, I wouldn't propose to know what entirely he was saying. I mean, I think that there's a joke to be had in there in the she-he terminology, sort of creating. I think that there's problems with creating equality in language. I can see that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of the whole point. I mean, like, if Jay is still listening, if you would like to call in when I'm on the show and have a conversation with me about this, I'd be more than happy to speak with him. And, you know, it seems like maybe he, I don't know, is feeling a little bit put in a corner by something that I said. But, you know, the point I want to make is it just takes so little effort to address people how they want to be called. And, you know, I don't think I came off as demanding or anything like that. I just kind of pointed out some differences and double standards as far as gender goes in our language.
Well, I think there's a fine line between you know, people, you know, encouraging people to, you know, to, it's a very fine line, encouraging people to, you know, have some empathy towards people who have these gender issues, and they're bad and wrong if they choose not to or fail at, you know.
Mark, being female is not a gender issue. It's just a gender, you know. I mean,
for some people, it's a gender issue.
Well, for if they're transgender, then yes, I guess it would be a little bit different than just being born.
And Jay,
as a,
although I don't believe him, was claiming to be transgendered.
Oh, I don't believe him at all. I think he was making a joke out of it, and
indeed,
it seemed pretty obvious. But I just want to say something about that call, because my first reaction when I heard it was that, you know, it takes so little effort, as I mentioned before, to just address people the way that they feel most comfortable, especially if they make a request in a polite way that doesn't accuse you or anything like that.
You're
and
right.
I kind of wonder if there's so many people like Jay walking around who really don't seem to want to respect people's preferences about how they like to be addressed. I kind of wonder if that might have something to do with the reason why there aren't as many women in the Liberty Movement. And I've been saying this before. I just want to bring up that point. And maybe some other ladies could
draw the parallel for me. I'm not quite getting it. So there are a lot of people out there that, you know, for whatever reason are offended by people who are, you know, transitioning from one gender to another, wish to cross-dress or whatever it is that they wish to do. A lot of people are offended by that. And I don't. So why would that have anything to do with there being fewer women in the Liberty Movement? There are fewer women in politics in general.
Right. Well, the thing that I said on the show that he was referring to was actually about words like mankind versus saying humans or something like that. Kind of gender double standards in the language, and things like women being called chicks and babes and girls when they're not really girls, they're adult women. I think that was probably something that also set him off, you know, because a lot of people have commented about that to me when I've said it publicly. And, you know, people who, as I said, it's such a minimal effort to respect people's preferences and to kind of make them feel welcomed with your language. Mm-hmm. And when people clearly are not interested in that, and in fact they kind of push back against it by just saying, oh, I should be able to say whatever I want because it doesn't matter if it sounds something that somebody, you know, feels uncomfortable with hearing. I should just be able to say whatever the heck I want, and it doesn't matter what the other person's preferences are. I mean, yeah, of course you can say whatever you want, but is it an effective way to communicate with other people, and is it going to make them feel welcomed?
Yeah.
And so I think that's why it has something to do with the lack of women. And frankly, I mean, we talk about this a lot on Prometheus Unchained as well, which is an LGBT show. You know, frankly, the lack of people in the LGBT world that are interested in liberty. I mean, it seemed like it would be a natural fit for them, but they're underrepresented in the liberty movement, as are women.
Yeah, well, you know, I also, you know, during this conversation, we discussed the way that one can control another person by demanding that they speak in a certain fashion. I used as a reductum ad absurdum argument that you had therefore needed to call me, what was it, Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz. Right, and from here on out, and if you didn't call me Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz, that everything you would say at that point would be offensive to me, and that I must be addressed in this particular fashion. And, you know, I mean, what would happen if people, what if I'd created a third gender and I demanded to be called by that third gender? And, I mean, do you see how it can be kind of controlling people through through one's demands or preferences?
Like when Prince decided that he was going to be that symbol.
Yeah.
Name that symbol rather than Prince. Well, what do we call him now?
Now you have to spend a half an hour going through his name. The artist formerly known as Prince that now has this funny little symbol as his name, and I'm not sure what it is. It kind of looks like a ankh symbol, but there's some stuff drawn in there. I don't know what the hell it is. I mean,
it's
so
love,
you've got
sexy.
This,
it's love, but it's sexy.
Whatever it is.
But you know what, Stephanie? I must say. Oh, go ahead.
If the point is to communicate with someone else, it really doesn't take that much effort to phrase what you're saying in a way that makes them feel welcome. I just don't understand what the big deal about that is, and I don't hear people demanding to be called ridiculous things. I mean, basically all I said on the show was that it's inaccurate to call an adult woman a girl, and that it bothered me a little bit, and I requested that, Mark use a different phrasing in the future, and which he pretty much did. And so it didn't seem like it was...
I recall having a conversation with you that off the air this Sunday, where I mentioned boys, referring to adult men, and you did not jump down my throat at that point and correct me that I was using a factually inaccurate statement by calling adult men boys.
Mark, do you hear what you're saying there? You said that I jumped down your throat.
No, I said you did not.
Right, but it implied that I did jump down your throat about the girl thing, and I don't think I did. I just made a simple request.
But do you notice that? But you see the gender disparity in your request. In one request, you requested that I call adult women women as opposed to girls, but you let slide my utter disparagement of adult males as in calling them boys.
Well, you know, you've said girls a number of other times too, and I haven't said anything about it. And so I see
you're letting it slide.
This chick has a serious girl thing going on.
But you know what, Stephanie, you strike me as somebody who's very, very empathetic, and that's why you're going to be a fabulous doctor and healer.
I really
believe that about you. Your empathy just oozes when you speak, when you... And that's
not
a good
talk to ladies.
Oh, I think her point is that if you're going to communicate better by calling people the things that they want to be called, it's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like there's a certain level of autonomy in an individual and their, you know, the way that they speak and communicate. Is that why there's fewer women in the liberty movement? It's speculation. I don't know.
Well, Mark, it goes a little bit deeper than this. And I think that it's important to kind of point this out because some people might not be conscious of this, but it's not just, basically what Jay was saying is that his preference to call women or whatever transgender people, whatever, what he wants to call them overrides their preference of what they would like to be called. And that idea that the person's preference, like only the man's preference matters, extends to a lot of other circumstances in the liberty movement, like people that kind of try to make advances. And I know that this is kind of going to be a touchy subject, but it's kind of a pervasive topic. And I think that the reason you guys aren't maybe noticing it or seeing it is because you're men and you haven't experienced some of the things that women might experience.
Indeed, I have not experienced the kind of things that some women have might have experienced. Stephanie, I really do appreciate the call. Thank you. 855-450-3733.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.